Well, the Burley horse trials are well and truly underway, and I'm joined now by Janelle Price, who was very well placed after the dressage phase. Hello, Janelle. Thank you for your time. How are things going over there? How did you go in the cross country?
Oh, it's been a bit of a tough day of sport over here, I'm afraid, for the Kiwis. Well, it was a tough day in general, not just for the Kiwis, but for me personally, I had a little setback sort of last night and was a little bit in two minds whether she was good to go, and I sort of had to get out there and give it a go. And we had a mistake fairly early on, so that was enough of a decider for me to save her for another day. But on the whole, you know, it was a true five-star competition. Burley is known as the sort of holy grail, and it really lived up to it today.
So what went wrong for you?
We have what is called a frangible pin, whereby the fence can actually collapse. So the horse didn't do anything wrong. She jumped into the one of the feature fences, the trout hatchery, but she trailed a bit with her back legs, and one of the pins collapsed. So you get a penalty of 11 points.
Ooh.
And straight away, as soon as I knew that had happened, it meant I was sort of out of the running for a top placing. And you know, she's a really special little mare with some good form. So as soon as I was out of the running for a top placing, the decision was very easy for me to walk home.
Okay. What about your husband, Tim Price? He was sitting... Well, he's got three horses in this event, isn't he? It's a bit greedy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, he certainly had his work cut out from today. He had a mixed bag. He was actually trailblazer, number one out on course, and made it look very easy. Everyone was sort of in awe watching. So that horse is well positioned. His second horse had a little mistake in the middle, and then his third horse had jumped the most beautiful round and was sailing home and had basically just tripped crossing through a water, not even a fence, and it fell over and he got a complete dunking. So
Ooh.
He's feeling a bit sorry for himself. And, that has certainly cost him a real tilt at the title, back-to-back titles.
Complete dunking. No one likes that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So which horse was that on? Was that on Ringo, Ringwood Skyboy, on Bango?
Ringwood
or
Skyboy. Yep. Ringwood Skyboy.
Oh, okay.
Won the title on last year.
Yeah.
And he was handily placed, and, you know, no one, I think there had only been one round inside the time, and he was poised to perhaps be the next, and literally I think he was about 37 seconds from home, and he just literally went through a water crossing, and whether the horse just tripped or stumbled, but it couldn't quite catch its feet, and went down, and he went out the side door.
Oh, no. So where's he placed on Bango? Is that his top horse at the moment?
Yep. So Bango, I think he's in sixth place heading into tomorrow's jumping, which is, you know, it's a great place to be, but obviously, you know, it's not what we came here to do. But that is sport. It is horses, and you know, there are some days that sort of go your way, and others which don't. And sadly, today was one of those days for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Janelle, where's the New Zealand team placed in terms of Olympic qualification? Is that all done and dusted? Have you got all that sorted, or is that still to come?
Yeah, no, we qualified from the World Championships last year, so that's all done. And now the sort of next 12 months is really just about, you know, some consistent form for some combinations that will be vying for those three spots. And we've got some informed horses and riders, and we just need to ensure that they stay fit and healthy. We're obviously a small country and, you know, perhaps don't have as many to choose from as some of the other nations. But, you know, what we have got is good. So we just need to, you know, hope the next 12 months sort of goes to plan, and we don't have any fall by the wayside.
When will the New Zealand team be named then?
I believe it's the 1st of June, I think. But, you know, everything now from here on in really, you know, counts towards that selection. And we're down to three people on the team, so it really is about reliability and consistency. You know, we really need those three to perform. You used to have a drop score, whereas this is the first time without a drop score. So it's really imperative that the three riders are all finishing well.
Yeah, why do you think they've done that? They've reduced the team from 4 to 3 combinations. Why do you think they've done that?
It's a bit, you know, it's a bit political. I just try not to get too involved in that side of it. I leave it up to the power. But I think essentially it is, you know, the Olympic Committee wanting more countries involved in the Olympics. So, you know, you think some of the smaller nations, perhaps Poland or Uruguay or, you know, less known for something like, you know, eventing that can't field a team of four, it makes it a bit more accessible for them.
Right. What's it like competing now with without the wonderful Mark Todd around? I mean, it must be different.
It is. Well, he rang me this morning, actually. He was driving up here and he rang up just to be a bit of a smart ass, actually, and said, how are you feeling this morning? And he was, you know, I think he was enjoying not having that Saturday morning sort of knot in his stomach of, you know, that feeling of what's ahead. So, but no, he came up and watched the cross country. It was great to see him. And, yeah, I think Saturday morning is probably one of those days, you know, one of those moments he won't miss.
He was such a colossus, wasn't he? I mean, it's hard to even put into terms the impact that he's had on the sport.
Absolutely. You know, he's iconic, he's a legend. He goes down in the history book for a reason. But luckily, he's not going anywhere. You know, he lives sort of 15 minutes away from us at Wiltshire there. And I'm sure he'll be an instrumental part of Team New Zealand in the years ahead.
Absolutely. Hey, lovely comments, and thank you very much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you. See you later.